Good morning. 7:28 a.m. on Wednesday, August the 14th, 2024. On a mostly cloudy morning here in the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. Front Range. High plains. Same old, same old. Actually, I think we're a little bit too far east to be considered part of the Front Range. It's chilly. Yes, I'm loving it. It's a chilly morning out here this morning. It's a noisy morning out here this morning. Holy crap. The traffic on West 20th is particularly obnoxious this morning for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why. I do have my ears this morning. I was very careful last night to plug them into the right socket so that they got charged. That was good. We like that. Big doings today. The awnings that were supposed to get delivered and installed yesterday afternoon got rained out. I suspect it'll be long today to put them in. So the house painting tasks, the house painting project, will finally come to its much delayed conclusion. The automobile saga should continue today. In theory, the replacement vehicle should be ready this morning. They thought it would be ready last night, but I didn't feel like jumping into that fiasco. The salvage company will come pick up the old car on Thursday. In theory, that would be tomorrow. Leaving only the details of coming to an agreement with the insurance company and with the state of Colorado to make sure that registration, excise tax, and all of that stuff is all paid and taken care of. Apples looking green. These are really big crab apples, if they are crab. They must be. They're hanging in clumps. And while apples normally clump up like that, they're not quite as proliferated. What's the word I'm looking for? Profligate? Usually the clumps are not five or six, more like two or three. Although I suppose it probably varies by specific species. Particular variants. Trees are beginning to change. I know it's only mid-August, but I can see why in Eastern cultures the quarterly celebrations, the solstices and equinoxes, mark the midpoints of seasons rather than the astronomical beginning, because that seems, while I'm really used to the Western perspective of astronomical seasons, the actual earth doesn't seem to really follow. And in part, there's the lag factor. So the heat of the summer doesn't really come until after the summer solstice. When the earth, the ground, everything has a chance to have been heated up to a fare thee well. The heat pump driving atmospheric changes has been wound up tight by the extra warmth. And yet, it's already showing signs of winding down the second week in August. The storm season has only just begun for the Atlantic storm, hurricane season, tropical storm season. Doesn't bode well. It's gonna get a lot worse. It's a very... All right, that's probably... I don't know, is that haze or is that exhaust? A real strong smell of exhaust, but that might be because the obnoxious truck that just went by. But it's quite hazy this morning. The morning picture showed... I don't know if it showed it quite as well, but it showed up really... really well when I was starting out the walk, heading by the park. So it's kind of a moist morning, kind of wet, pretty high humidity. We had a good rain shower last night. A line of thunderstorms went through around sunset. So yeah, I got a bunch of stuff going on today, but I figured I'd get the walk in. It's cool. I don't have a good excuse not to walk. I don't have anything else that's going to take up this hour between 7 and 8, so it seems like a good day to try to catch up on some of the walking that I haven't been doing. I really need to be more diligent at the walk. I think it really does help. That's silly. I know it helps. It's just how much am I willing to help myself, I suppose. Oh. Not when it's particularly inconvenient, apparently, because that seems to be the case. So, in spite of everything being... like tossed in a bag and shaken up today, which is my sense of how the day is going to go. I'm feeling particularly calm. I'm not exactly sure why. I'm going to spend a lot of money. Going to spend more next week. Some things you just have to do. And that's one of them. So yesterday, around, I want to say about 2 o'clock, I lost most of yesterday to fighting around, and I had to do a grocery run and do some minor chores, but I farted around with a static website generator rather than remove the content of some of these old blogs. Good morning. I thought, what if I turned this content into a static website that I could just link to? That would save me quite a bit. A few $100 a year, which, not to be sneezed at. In terms of trying to lock down WordPress, the WordPress security cost me an awful lot of money to make sure that should it go awry, I have the mechanisms in place to recover quickly. And I also have armor in place so that it's less likely to happen to begin with. But it's like any, it's like anything. Somebody will find a way. Coming up on, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Somebody found a way. It took me several days to figure out how to lock them out and keep them out. I'm still not sure I've done it. We'll see how it goes. Guy just scared the hell out of me. Came up on a blind spot. Walking fast. I see this guy every day. Well, not every day. A lot of days. He's got a trash tote and a little claw picker upper thingy. Picks up trash along the way. One blue hand. So I think, you know, maybe if I turn the key pages, particularly the pages from Solar Clipper, there's not an awful lot on Llamas Wood. When I go back and I look at it, there's a couple of maps, that's about it. There's nothing really significant there. It never did pick up the kind of following that Tanith Fairport Adventures. Never did pick up the kind of following that the Solar Clipper has. Probably one of the reasons I haven't written as much in it as it's it's harder for me to generate excitement about writing a book that nobody else is excited about. Although it worked with Wizard. Nobody even knew about that book, and then all of a sudden, whoosh. I have to blame. I never remember, is it Tom or Tim? I think it's Tom Tylerson, the audiobook narrator. Audible. Podium really gave me a good narrator for Wizard's Butler. And that made a big difference, I think. Continues to make a big difference. Sage looking purple. Really is rather a cool morning. I've built up enough heat now from walking that I was able to put my hood back and stuff, but it's a good day for a walk. So yeah, I started talking about person of interest. I started to sort of like get upset with myself for sitting there watching episode after episode. I'm almost done with it. I think I've got one more season. I may have another episode or two in the next to the last season left to go. And I'm at a stage where I'm looking more at how the stories are structured. They all have basically the same structure, which isn't too awfully surprising given that it's commercial television. Once you have the formula, you just keep following the formula. But they've gone from being a sort of bad guy of the week to an extended narrative arc over the course of a season. And I think I first noticed it in season 3. There might have been one there before, but it was very subtle. But now there seems to be two or three story arcs running, sometimes intersecting, sometimes not. A lot of cautionary tales about the dangers of surveillance society. A lot of good points about helping people, which sort of smack back to the old story about the boy on the beach full of starfish, picking them up and pitching them back into the water. An old guy coming along and saying, "What are you doing?" The boy says, "Saving starfish." The old man waves at all the starfish on the beach and says, "Well, you can't save them all. There's so many of them, you're not making a difference." And the boy picks up a starfish and throws it out in the water and says, "Made a difference to that one." I think about that story a lot. I probably talked about it like 25 times over the last 13 years, 12 years. I think there's some real There's some real power there. I think there's some real meaning. They've also done a really good job of showing character change, mostly growth, but definitely change in the main characters, Harold Finch and John Reeves and Root. Even some of the characters that were only secondary in season one, like Lionel Fustis. That's not right. Lionel Fusco. And watching how they subtly change season to season. It's interesting to watch. Interesting to see how they do it. A couple of times I've been sandbagged. It's like, I did not see that coming. It was telegraphed, but the telegraph was so ham-fisted that it was like, really? You're going there? Everything else is so cleverly done, so very well woven together that you start weaving in a bright red flag to your otherwise earth tone tapestry. That's something's weird. There's my hawk friend. I can hear him calling. Walking by the big tree here, getting ready to cross the last street. Head into the driveway. And I don't have to dodge sprinklers this morning because it's not a watering day. But I have peaches. I have peaches. Every year during peach season, the milk delivery company has a special deal on large, prime, fresh, Western Slope peaches. They're delicious and not terribly bad for me, even though there's probably too much sugar in them. But I always buy a case and try to eat them up before they all get soft and mushy. And I see that case has been delivered overnight. So I'm at the point where I'm at the back gate. And I tell you, tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.